This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. This Saturday, HBO presents a docudrama called Live from Baghdad, a behind-the-scenes story about how CNN managed to scoop its rivals in covering the first night of the Persian Gulf War 12 years ago. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
There's no question that Live from Baghdad, this weekend's new telemovie from HBO, is timely. Not with another President Bush squaring off at this very moment against Saddam Hussein. There's also no question that in the media world of corporate synergy, this docudrama is self-serving. HBO is making a movie about CNN, one that presents it as the little news operation that could, clearly and cleverly outmaneuvering the bigger stars and deeper budgets of its broadcast news rivals. Both HBO and CNN are owned by the same company now, AOL Time Warner, so there's reason to be suspicious of the motives in producing it. But what really counts is the final product. After all, CBS recently made a TV movie about Jackie Gleason, one of the biggest stars in its history, and that movie was terrible. Live from Baghdad is excellent. It tells a fascinating story, and it does it by coming at the subject from a surprising but absolutely proper direction. The focus of Live from Baghdad is on how Cable News Network and its reporting team based in Baghdad managed to keep broadcasting on January 16, 1990, when all around them was exploding with bombs and all other networks had lost communications and gone silent. That first night before the pictures arrived, it was CNN as radio and was the most historic and riveting live eyewitness account of a war strike since Edward R. Murrow intoned, "This is London." Peter Arnett, John Holloman, and Bernard Shaw, providing all-night play-by-play from the Al Rashid Hotel, reported freely and bravely. They put CNN on the map that night and relayed a type of uncensored frontline war reporting that hasn't been equaled or approached since. By the way, don't expect it to happen again next time. The competition is stiffer now, and the military machineries on both sides have gotten savvier about how to restrict news coverage. But Live from Baghdad tells about how CNN got in position to get away with it that fateful night. It's a story that begins long before Peter Arnett arrived on the scene, so the tale is told from the point of view of CNN producer Robert Wiener. The telemovie is based on his memoirs, and Wiener is one of four authors of the teleplay. Moonstruck playwright John Patrick Shanley is another. But it's not especially self-serving. What it is convincing. Live from Baghdad is full of the telling little details, the small and often unflattering things that illuminate character and pull you into that world. Michael Keaton plays Wiener, and his performance in the movie is stripped away of any grand moments of overacting. Like David Suchet, who plays the Iraqi Minister of Information who turns out to be Wiener's most valuable contact, Keaton plays his part close to the vest. Helena Bonham Carter and Lily Palmer play two of Wiener's colleagues, but there's no wartime romance forced into the story. And when Peter Arnett arrives late in the narrative, played perfectly by a gregarious Bruce McGill, the behind-the-scenes battles for news access already have been fought and won. Live from Baghdad is a lot like a Persian Gulf All the President's Men. It's the legwork that matters. And retraced intelligently, it's the legwork that's fascinating. It takes a long time and a lot of patience for Wiener to finally work his way into the office of the Iraqi Minister of Information. When he does, he instantly asks for the moon, beginning with several pieces of equipment to make CNN's job easier. Here's Keaton and Suchet playing out the scene where they first discuss the dedicated phone line that turns out to be CNN's secret weapon in staying on the air.
How can I help you?
Well, a few things, actually. There's a request there for a couple of pieces of equipment. I need a four wire and a flyaway.
What is this?
Well, the four wire is kind of an elaborate phone system that will allow me to get through to my bureau in Amman. The flyaway is a little more elaborate.
Now, this has already been requested by your Atlanta office. What else?
I want an interview with President Saddam Hussein.
You've made me a written request?
It's in there as well, yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
How soon?
You take liberties.
I'm an American. We're the liberty people.
When the war starts, that phone line becomes CNN's lifeline to the world. And when the war arrives in Live from Baghdad, it arrives with a fury that is amazingly well dramatized. That first night watching CNN in real life, all we had was the audio. This telemovie recreates what we didn't see, both inside and outside the hotel room, where the CNN reporters and crew worked and talked through the night. It was remarkable television then. And in this HBO TV movie, it's pretty remarkable television now.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.